Hi, this is Jesse from Last Stop This Song, and you're listening to CJLO 6090 AM in Montreal.
Late last week, 74 Canadians were detained by authorities in Egypt, alongside thousands of other activists from around the world, before they could begin their scheduled global march to Gaza. The Global March to Gaza was a plan for thousands of activists from around the world to march peacefully from Cairo to the border of Gaza and Egypt near Rafah City. It was intended to be a symbolic movement demanding Israel end its blockade of international aid to the Gaza Strip. The World Health Organization currently reports the Israeli blockade is leading the entire population of Palestinians in Gaza towards famine.
Free Palestine!
Free Palestine!
Free Palestine!
Free Palestine!
This is audio obtained by CJLO from activists detained in Egypt, where thousands were seated on the ground and held for hours by Egyptian police.
Canadian people, we stick together, please!
Yes.
Activists say they were detained, pushed onto buses, many were handcuffed, and almost all had their passports confiscated.
Yes. What's your
name? At the time of this report, 40 Canadians have been able to return to Canada safely. 20 are on their way home, and 14 Canadians are still stuck in Egypt, with little contact between them and their friends and family back in Canada. Ricardo Flores is one of the Canadians who has arrived back home.
We just realize how the Egyptian authorities work out to dissolve demonstrations. It was applied to us. It's like people without any kind of identification, with long sticks, hitting people sitting down on a grass, just to force them to move. It was very violent situation and without any kind of control from our side.
Tatiana Harker is a member of Viva Palestine in Montreal and one of the coordinators of the March to Gaza. Harker oversaw organizing the Canadian delegation of the march and has been instrumental in helping the Canadians return home. She was back in Canada when the delegation was detained. She says that she received little to no assistance from the Canadian embassy in Cairo.
It's been 3 days we had contacting them, you know, so it's very disappointing. We contact them, we call them, everything. They never show up for 3 days. They never show up. And then on the weekend, they say like, oh, it's the weekend, we're closed. Yeah, but on Friday, you never show up either. On Wednesday, you never show up either. On Thursday, either.
The Embassy of Canada to Egypt in Cairo would not respond to CJLO for comment. Global Affairs Canada provided reference to their travel advisory, which warns Canadians to avoid all travel to the northern Sinai area of Egypt, where the detainment took place, and warns that Canadians who do travel there do so at their own risk. For the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Adam Innes.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to the voice on the Voice of the Voiceless on CJLO 1690 AM. My name is Miriam. Today we will have a special guest with us, Rowan. Hi, girlie.
Hi, this is Rowan. How are you?
Good, good. I just want to say a couple of things before we start. First of all, happy summer. Happy happy June. We're almost close to July. It's super, super hot, so we're trying to, like, you know, breathe and and enjoy. Yeah. Second, Judy is not here with us today, unfortunately. If anyone who's following us, Judy is my co-host for this show. Say hi to Judy, and
hi,
hopefully,
Judy.
Maybe she's listening. I don't know. Hopefully, we'll see. But I also have some news. So May, one of our co-hosts for this show, will not be joining us from now on. But yeah, we just want to thank her for all the work that she has done and all the effort that she put for this show. So from now on, we will be broadcasting live on CJLO 1690 AM with myself and with Judy, and maybe with other cute interviewees.
Yes.
Like Rowan.
Of course.
So on today's episode, we have a big topic. We're gonna talk about mostly graduation, and we as Concordia students, so me and Judy, have recently graduated, and we have a lot to say and a lot to yap about, maybe.
A lot to unwrap, yeah.
Anything that you're comfortable with. So yeah, and yeah, we're going to talk about maybe the graduation ceremony, some moments we have endured and we have lived through during our program at Concordia, and yeah, and then we'll maybe put some songs, if time allows, some songs that we really enjoyed listening to during our, like, study sessions and during our you know, our time at Concordia. So I think that's about it. Rowan, how are you feeling today?
Well, I'm feeling good. It's a little hot, but yeah. We're here, yeah, in an air-conditioned room, so
yeah,
we're great.
Yeah, no, yeah, yeah, we're grateful for the AC. It's like, it's hard if there's no AC. Oh my God, imagine.
Exactly,
like,
especially with the humid, yeah.
Yeah, and how are you feeling this summer? What are your plans? Do you have any something fun that you've done, or something that you're waiting for? Or
Well, first, I just have to say that I'm happy to be here.
Oh,
it's really nice, and thank you for having me. And of course, honestly, after graduation, you know,
I just want to say something, Rowan. Yeah. This is her third time coming, and she's the good, the, like, our friend that came the most. So, supportive,
yes,
girlie, we love her.
I am always here for you guys. And yeah, so you know, after graduation, you have more time, yeah, so you'll see me more, I guess.
I love that.
You know,
obviously, oh my God, that's exactly what I want. What do you mean?
Yeah, so after, yeah, honestly, right now, you know, I'm feeling more, like, free, I guess.
Yeah.
I have a lot less on my plate.
Yeah.
A little bit of stress in terms of, you know, finding a job and all, you know, the things that comes after, you know, graduating and finishing your school, school and finishing your studies.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're, just very hopeful, I guess.
Yeah. Do you want to say something? You
know? Oh, yeah. Plans, in terms of plans.
Yeah.
Well, I've just been looking for jobs. That's,
yeah, that's
normal. Plans,
I feel,
yeah,
like it's like a common common thing that we all go through.
Exactly.
Yeah.
After graduation, yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm enjoying the sun and the little, like, nice days that we had here in Montreal. So.
Yeah, especially in the evening, the weather gets way nicer. Right now,
exactly,
it's like you can't really go out and walk, but, like, after,
not,
like,
yeah,
7, 8, it gets better.
It gets better,
yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Okay.
How about
cool.
you?
Me, I also graduated like the same time as Rowan, but yeah, so far the summer is, like, going super fast. I just don't understand what's happening.
Yeah.
We're already at end of June. I just,
like, how, yeah,
yeah, yeah, no, it's like how did it go so fast? I think I've so far enjoyed it in terms of, like, I'm trying to like do stuff that I previously didn't have time to do. So, like,
smart,
I used to, like, I didn't really, like, know Like, I knew how to cook, but I didn't have time to cook. Yeah. So now, like, every day I'm doing like a meal, like for me, like a home cooked meal every day, yeah. Which wasn't the case like during school.
You were studying.
So it's that in terms of that, it's nice, and I'm spending more time at home,
which is
something that I didn't used to do. Like, I wasn't doing a lot. So we'll go straight to the graduation questions. Let me open my phone. So first we want to talk about, if you're okay, about like the graduation ceremony. I know that was a big event for you and also for me. And at that, for me, I'm going to just say a few words about it. At that moment, I didn't realize what was happening.
Exactly,
like, I was very,
I can relate to that.
Yeah. Very, like, I wouldn't say numb, but I was like, okay, photos. Okay. okay. I got to go upstage. Okay. That's done. Okay.
Done for the day now. Yeah.
Yeah. It was like, It was like, I don't think you were realizing what was happening. Yeah. But then, like, after, like, a few weeks have passed, I'm realizing it now. Like, I'm like, okay, wow.
It's hitting me right now.
And it's like heavy, you know? Like, it's like, okay, this is like, this happened, and like, I gotta like try to like move on from it, and like, try to like not really, hold anything from it or something like that. But anyways, we'll go into it more. So for you, Rowan, I wanted to ask you, like, what was your feelings going through the ceremony? Like, if you could like describe the feelings from like the moment you were on your way to the ceremony until like you left the ceremony. Can you like give me maybe a timeline of that?
Yeah, for sure. I have to like explain the kind of the background as in like my mindset going through the whole day.
Right.
At first I was like, oh, it's just, you know, something, it's done. It's like, you know, we're done with this. Let's move on. No, let's go find a job.
Yeah.
But honestly, I took a second. I was like, no, I need to celebrate this. It's like, I need to be rewarded, you know.
I need to feel
the celebration to kind of have the close, like to be done with it, to end it, you know. So that's why I was like, you know what, I'm gonna prepare, I'm gonna do my hair, I'm gonna do my nails, I'm gonna, like, you know, like actually make it like a celebration.
Yeah.
I just don't want to go through it and go home. So that's why I did a lot of effort. I took the gown before. I had like a photo session before the graduation. So it's a little over the top, but I really wanted to enjoy it. I went to the ceremony. First of all, never wear heels that you're not comfortable with.
Oh yeah,
I learned that.
I heard that complaint from like other girls.
And you did a great job. You did not wear heels. I actually love that for you. But me, it was terrible. I had to actually like remove them while I was in the waiting,
gosh.
Like while I was lining up.
Yeah.
And I think beside that, I think it's just like getting hot a little when you were there.
I mean, the weather was okay. I think I remember the weather was not bad. But
but still, like, you know, with the gown, like you have, like, you know, your clothes too. So that too, I think it was nice seeing a lot of people that, you know, you studied with, and you're seeing them all graduate.
Yeah.
The moment I think we left, like, to actually line up to go upstage, I think that like was a second. It was a second. Like, it just felt like nothing. The 10 seconds that I was like planning what to do, I'm gonna do this. I just saw myself just running to the other side, and that's it.
Yeah, no, I want to add on that because I felt the same way. What do you call it? Like the moments you were before you entered the stage, those were the longest moments.
Yeah, like you're like,
yeah, the
like
ones
waiting.
That waiting, where like you were on in line, you had to like kind of quickly take a picture, like holding your diplome. That I didn't expect.
That's a horrendous picture, by the way.
I saw the picture.
I don't know. I had expectations, but it took like
my hair was like this. I was like fixed smiling. I didn't know what the hell was going on. They just gave me a diploma and like okay, take a picture, 2 seconds.
I didn't even know what like the we were lining up for, and I was like, okay, it's a picture, okay.
Yeah, they didn't even tell
look
you.
Look right. That's it. You go like immediately.
That was something. Yeah, the moments before you entered the stage.
Yeah.
That was the longest moments for me.
That was the longest.
But the moment you entered the stage and had to like cross the stage.
That's a second.
I didn't feel it at all. Which is like as you said, the moment that you're like waiting for.
Literally,
it's like the moment that you're thinking about.
And it's like immediately they say the name of the person after you. It's like, give me my moments. Yeah. It's like, I've worked so hard for this, you
yeah,
know?
Yeah.
But I think it really, like, even like in my head, I wanted to like do something to the for the camera and stuff. I just saw myself just running to the other side. And
me on too. Stream, no, on yeah. I tried to wave. But like, because I had my diploma yeah, here, and then, like, I was like trying to actually wave where with the hand that I used yeah, to hold the diploma. Yeah. So I was like trying to like, I think I switched my hand and like trying, like it was.
Was it actually captured in the video?
I didn't watch the video. I don't I'm too yeah. scared. But I think it was captured, but the wave of hand was like a millisecond.
Yeah.
Yeah, like it was
me too. I did it after the camera was like went to the other side, so okay. it was not captured, so yeah. I'm like,
and
okay.
some people had it planned well. Like yeah. some people actually knew where the camera was, and they like made the move while they were on camera.
I saw that.
And like they and were like taking like, yeah. their time and like
but, some felt like know. They're actually like on a like a you know, walking as like a model.
Yeah. Yeah,
like,
yeah,
love
yeah.
that.
Especially
but,
the theater
yeah.
people. Our yeah, our faculty, we have a theater department, and they were actually very good at like coping with that like small amount of time that
yeah,
they had.
They
like,
really they made the really, best out of
yeah,
it. Yeah,
exactly. Like they were like expressive and like things like that. Like usually like me, I was like running. I was like I didn't feel it. I was just running. I was like
But it was nerve-wracking though. Yeah. I feel like I did not think I would be nervous to just walk.
Yeah.
But I really was. And I was like just I want to be done with it. And yeah. it actually was like in a second it was done.
Yeah, yeah. No,
and I was
exactly.
back walking.
Yeah,
you know,
well 10 seconds is like for you and for me it's like nothing, and like for everyone
exactly yeah, yeah
so. it wasn't enough, but
yeah, but overall I would say the experience was, you know, it was nice. I got a little emotional listening to like, you know, you guys finished, you're done, like I it was really like it
yeah.
really got to me. I'm like oh
yeah.
It's like a you get like a sense of like yeah, you know, like satisfaction of like completing something,
right,
and like
right.
fulfillment. I'm like oh yeah. I finished this, I worked hard for this. Yeah, yeah. You remember all these like bad days or like, you know, you're working, you're struggling. And it was all worth it because
you get
they're
flashbacks.
Done.
That's
yeah.
What I was
so I think it's nice to like actually sit down and reflect. So yeah. that and that's what I did. So
I think
I
it's important
it,
to reflect say. After. Yeah. Yeah. And how are you feeling like right after the ceremony? Like moments after?
Moments
did you feel
after,
anything?
Because yeah.
I didn't. Really I didn't really feel anything. I was very. I didn't know what to feel like. I wasn't like I had to really like, you know, reflect on it, which I did,
yeah.
and like things like that. But I feel like I still need some more like time to find that closure. I think
the closure,
it's
yeah,
not, it hasn't like completely. I haven't reached it yet. But yeah, how are you? What were like the moments after the ceremony? What were you feeling? Because I didn't even know what I was feeling. I don't know how you will describe yeah. it, but
honestly, I was. Homesick a little because my parents were
right.
not here, so
yeah.
that was a feeling that was like the most I
yeah.
think prominent feeling, because like I had these thoughts of like oh if they were here, because they were planning to come here
yeah.
but they were not able to. So that was one thing. I would say the second thing is just like I really wanted the closure, so I was trying to feel it, you know, I was forcing
mm-hmm,
it
mm-hmm.
because I'm like after today it's done, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm not gonna be thinking
yeah,
about
like
school
move on, yeah.
or like even like being nostalgic or something. I want to really move on.
Yeah,
so it was like nice to like I would like look at like the campus. I went there and I'm so like oh I was doing this, I was studying, I was so I had to like, you know, say my goodbyes. I think
yeah.
saying your goodbyes
I think
is
you
really
need that.
Important
yeah, yeah.
So I think it was like overall emotional but like more like happy
yeah
I'm done
yeah
yeah,
yeah no I think yeah you're right. I think
and for you said like what was in your head?
My the things that I had in my head, like the feelings, I it was like a feeling of accomplishment, but also like have I actually like finished, like is
yeah.
there like more to it, or just that's it? Like it was like like it was something that was like okay, like no, like there has to be something after, you know, because you were in the moment
yeah.
and you were like I was also at Concordia from January to April, but I was also like doing another degree, right?
Mm-hmm.
So for me it was more like it was also like okay, so that's it, like that's done, because I was used to like going to Concordia even though I was in another university technically, like
yeah.
I was also like doing something else in another university, so I was coming back even though like I technically finished all my classes, right?
Yeah,
so I didn't really find that closure.
Because you're already back.
Like, yeah, I was always back.
Yeah.
So for me, it's like, okay, but that's it. Like, wait, maybe I can come back. Yeah. But no, like, that's not how it works. And like, eventually you have to move on and like, and yeah, as I said, like, find that closure and like, celebrate. Also, it's important to celebrate because I think without celebration, you wouldn't find that closure. So you need to really,
exactly,
like,
yeah,
really go through like all the
emotions,
feelings,
yeah.
Yeah, that you were going through and that you need to go through in order to find that closure. But yeah, overall, it was mixed emotions,
mixed feelings. Okay.
Mixed feelings. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Happy, sad, all in between.
Any regrets?
Any regrets about like the program or the ceremony?
No, just like I would have done more. I would have like contributed more, acted more.
Mm-hmm.
Like, did you have any thoughts
during my program?
Yeah.
Like in the ceremony, if I had.
Like, yeah.
I was like, wait, why didn't I get distinction?
I was always there. Yeah, everyone.
And I didn't get it. Why? Like, I was so confused, especially in the fine arts. Like,
yeah.
Maybe you mentioned it to me, but like a lot of people had distinction.
Oh yeah, we listened to the video. Yeah,
yeah. And I was like, but I was really close to distinction because I think distinction is like
3.4.
And
I was 3.3.
So close.
So I was me too.
I was like, why can't they put like a almost distinction?
Almost. Yeah, because it's such like a nice sound.
Yeah, it was like, I was wondering about that the whole time. Not the whole time, but I had those thoughts.
Yeah, yeah.
In my head. Any regrets? during the ceremony, like about my program? No, not really. I had mostly like flashbacks, as you mentioned.
Yeah.
I saw like two of my friends that I was really close to in the program.
Yeah.
I saw them pass by and it was kind of emotional. So I didn't feel any regret or remorse or anything like that during the ceremony, no. But no, I wasn't. It was like a moment to celebrate. So I don't think there was any regrets in that ceremony. But maybe regrets in the program.
Yeah.
But during the ceremony, no.
So you were just happy? Yeah,
yeah, I was happy. And I was like emotional about like the people that I was close to. Like when I saw them.
Yeah.
When I saw them pass through the stage, I was like, there was like flashbacks of like me and them like together in class. It was something. So
it was.
So I have this like quick question. Do you think the ceremony was up to your expectations?
I think so.
Okay.
I think it might have also exceeded. A
oh,
little,
okay,
honestly.
Okay.
I think the only thing is like maybe give us more time.
Yeah, yeah.
I really feel like I know that there's a lot big number of people, but I think like I worked so hard to be on like the stage, so I think having like time to finish, and I'm like off, and then bring the next person. Not you know.
Yeah.
Throughout, so I guess. But at the same time, you know, your people are going to be waiting and like, you know, people when like their person is done and like, and they walked, خلاص, like they want to go home.
Yeah.
But like, you know, staying, you have to force them to go
stay.
Through it all.
Yeah.
You have to make it quick. So I get it.
Yeah.
So overall, I think I really liked it.
Mm-hmm.
The Concordia
mm-hmm.
Convocation, like it was nice.
Yeah, no, I think it was organized and like a lot of people were working there and like it was like,
yeah,
I
it
think
was
it was
very,
like,
yeah.
Yeah, no, overall
order,
it was nice. Yeah. I just wish maybe they had maybe more like options of food and drinks at the end, but
yeah.
It was like okay, fine, whatever.
Did they have food?
They didn't have food.
Yeah,
no. Like I
like
wish they
had
food,
like, yeah,
or like some appetizers or something.
Yeah,
but, yeah, it's not the whole point of the ceremony, anyways. But
what do you think about like the envelope that they put the certificate in?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you think that was it? I think I would have appreciated something more solid. Not like a paper.
Paper? Oh, like a better quality paper?
Yeah,
yeah.
Like the cover.
I didn't think about that.
The cover, usually like...
The envelope, you mean?
No, the envelope. Like when you open the envelope, there's
yeah.
like a cover that
yeah.
opens it.
Yeah.
That cover usually could be like hard cover.
Oh,
like a solid
yeah.
one.
It was paper?
It was paper-ish.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So I think that was...
Yeah. No, the quality of the...
Yeah.
Of like the folder, I guess.
Yeah, the folder, yeah.
Was... yeah, no, they had to like, you know... Yeah, it's like whatever, but like the gown is like shorter than than expected. I'm like, are you saving some inches or something? I don't get it. Like,
yeah.
It's supposed to be longer. Like, it's more, you know, I don't know. But like at the same time, my mom told me like the shortness of the gown actually looked good because I don't know, it gave some sort of, I don't know,
yeah,
some
like
some sort of like lightness to it. Like if it's too long, it could like look heavy on you or
yeah.
things like that. But depends. My taste, like I wish it was longer.
Okay.
that, was, that, I think that's the regret.
That's a regret, okay. But honestly, me, I love the fact that it showed my heels, so.
Yeah, true. No, it was, I think it was a good size for some.
Some people, yeah.
From people maybe who are a bit shorter.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, okay. So I think, so I'm going to put some ads and then I will play, I'll play Ash first. So Ash is a Egyptian/Canadian artist based in Montreal. And he was one of the artists/composer that I used to listen to a lot when I was studying at Concordia. And I went to his concert like 3 times during my stay at Concordia. So like he was like really like like always like on my mind. His music was always on my mind. So I will play that, Dreams by Ash. But before, we will go on some ads. Enjoy.
CJLO is proud to present Initial Shock, Montreal's Noise Festival, featuring artists such as Mass Marriage, Deaf Neil, Apologist, Matriarch, Anne F. Jacques, Taskmaster, and many more. Initial Shock takes place on July 5th at La Sauterenia and July 6th at Petit Ours. Advance tickets available now at initialshock.screamandrive.com. Proudly presented by CJLO.
Tune in to Mo Ritmo Radio for some amazing jams from the worlds of Latin American rhythmic music. Saturdays at 5 p.m. only on CJLO. Mo Ritmo with Mr. B.
welcome back to CJLO 6090 AM. You are listening to Voice of the Voiceless, and we are back with Rowan.
We're back.
So we talked about a little bit about our graduation ceremony here at Concordia, how we felt, our maybe regrets of the ceremony. Mine was about the dress, but you know, whatever. Yeah. So that's about it for the graduation ceremony. Do you want to share anything else about the ceremony or?
No, it was an interesting experience. Yeah, I think you have to go through it.
Yeah, you have to go. Yeah. And we talked about like that idea of like moving on, which is like super important. And I feel like when we talk about it, I feel like it's good to talk about it to like, you know, kind of, you know, change, like go to a new chapter or things
exactly,
like that.
Exactly. Yeah. It has to be done, and you have to do it internally, I think.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, so the second part of the show will be mostly about your journey at Concordia. So, like, before the ceremony.
Yes.
What happened?
What?
No, I'm kidding. I don't want to know all the juicy, gritty stuff. Okay. That's not the point of the show. So
okay, we're doing like
no drama.
Okay. Try to make it...
Conceal you know a lot what of I mean? Stuff, yeah.
But I would say, oh my God, honestly, I think, you know, I would say it was a journey. It was actually a journey where I discovered myself. I changed as a person, as a whole, you know?
Right.
I think, you know, also going through it, not knowing if you actually like your major.
Yeah.
That's a big one, you know, and then falling in love with it as in like, as you go through it. Being challenged in terms of like, is this for me? Mm-hmm. Do I have what it takes to do it?
Yeah.
And then actually going through it and like getting like these like small wins.
Yeah.
And honestly, I was really involved in terms of working with certain units of like the university. Mm-hmm. So I liked the fact that I get to see like the behind the scene.
Yeah.
The employees that were working at Concordia. I was part of also the like orientation. Yeah. So I think I involved myself and I was into it, and I loved actually the university and the values that they have.
Yeah.
So overall, I would say it was like a messy, but like very messy. But I'm really grateful. I would have not imagined that I would be this person today.
Yeah.
When I came in, I was this very shy person.
Right.
Like no clue in the world. I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
I don't know if I want this. It was a chaos, and I do think on the other side it really
no
is
I love
better.
That yeah I love that change that you that
change,
happened
yeah
and that's like not a sudden so change it's yeah. gradual too
it's
you
gradual.
Don't realize you don't realize that you're changing throughout that like journey at Concordia you can realize it at the end because you try to remember what you were before
you reflect
so on that I have like a similar question.
How about you though?
Definitely. I was I didn't know what to expect from this degree because it was my first time really like putting myself into a degree related to the arts because I was mostly like my whole school life was mostly focused on science. So from the age of like I would say like 14 something, like my path was science. Like my dad, he convinced me, he did very well at convincing me. My mom, she was like supporting my dad on that, like things like that. Like it was something that was planned for me, like okay, Mariam, she will do she will do physics, she will do math, or she will do engineering, or you know, she will do those stuff, she will do like STEM stuff, right? So
you were influenced.
Yeah, I was influenced, and I was okay with it. Like I was like, oh, I'm gonna be like a sciencey girly, like I'm gonna be like, yeah, like that was my choices at uni. Like it was either like computer science or chemistry. Like arts never existed for me, like at uni.
You did not think about that.
Initially it never existed. So I was okay with it. I was like, okay, I'm gonna do science, I like science, whatever, nah. But that wasn't true.
Yeah.
That wasn't true. I started my science degree, not my science degree, but like my computer science degree, kind of like science. It's a lot of math. I hated it. So I realized on that time. But like overall, yeah, I changed. I changed a lot. Yeah. I realized that I could do an arts degree. Like I didn't in the beginning, I was like kind of scared. I was like, oh my God, showing your artistic work. Oh my God, I'm scared. Like, how am I going to present it?
Yeah.
How am I going to like interpret it? How am I going to like explain it? Like, I don't have the words. I don't have the vocabulary. No, no, no. But like, it was okay. Like I eventually did it. And like, I definitely changed. In the beginning, I was more of a very shy, like you.
Yeah.
I was scared of presentations. Like, I didn't really
That's a big thing.
Especially from like a science degree. Like I was like more like kind of like dived into science. So in science, you don't really do as much presentations like about your work. You kind of like just do exercises and like you do labs and like that's it, right?
Yeah.
But like in arts, you have to do presentations like almost every week for like every class, and you had to do discussions, and you got to do like small debates and things like that. So I was very shy in the beginning. I kind of was more loose at the end, even though like I feel like I could still like be more loose. But comparing to what I was before,
big
difference. Yeah.
And you're grateful for that.
Yeah, I was very. I am grateful. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, no, I think it like really showed me like what I was capable of, like in terms of like expressing myself and showing my creativity and showing what I can do, what
it
I can't do. It tests me. Yeah, basically. Yeah. Generally, that's what it did, and it really like really improved my like. In a way, like, it improved also my, like, soft skills. Like, even though, like, you don't realize, Concordia, like, even though you go to the classes and you think that you're only learning, like, theory and things like that, you also kind of learn about yourself and about, like, how social you are. So that improves, at the end, your soft skills, in a way. So, like, me talking to, like, someone, I talk to that person differently now than I was talking to them when I started. Like maybe I don't know how I was, but like I feel like I feel like the way of talking to someone has changed for me. It was a big change, and you don't realize it during that.
That's the thing, you don't realize it. And I think it's such like a priceless skill that you get.
Yeah.
And I think that's why education is important. Even though I could get some skills outside of that. But I think university as like an institution, it really builds you as a person and it tests you. You meet the people that you will never meet outside of uni.
Yeah.
You go through a lot of things. I don't know. I think it's such like a full experience that I think a lot of people should go through to on the other side to grow and to become different people. I think they really get tested. They have big exposure to a lot of things that I think the world outside, and I mean in terms of working, would not give you that exposure.
Would not give you that exposure.
So I think it's valuable, and I really appreciate
No,
it.
I agree. Yeah. No, I truly believe in education, and I do think that like education is necessary for anyone. And unfortunately, like some people can't afford it, so that's like
privilege.
Something.
It's a privilege
to experience like what Concordia offers. Here in Canada, but like in general, I really value what Concordia has given to me here and like the opportunities that I've done. Even though like I would have liked to be more involved, but even though I wasn't involved, I did feel like I really like talked and met with new people.
Yeah.
Like I feel like being involved really helps you more in that.
Exactly. Yeah.
But like even if you're not involved, like you can always take the opportunities Concordia give you, like they through emails, they provide you like opportunities and internships, things like that. So like even if you don't want to get involved, you can go, you know, have you have other options to do. And exactly, you can always like create like strong relationships with the people that you meet and things like that. So I do believe it's important, that I feel like you do change as a person a lot. That was a question actually that I had on the list, so that was like an amazing answer, so I think we can skip that.
We'll skip that.
But what are some memorable moments you had at Concordia? Do you have like some like I don't know what's the word in English, anecdote,
like stories?
Yeah, like a story, like a moment that you want. You don't have to share like specifically, but like maybe like, or generally, what are the moments that you enjoyed? Yeah.
that I enjoyed. Okay, I remember, I don't know how it happened, but at a certain point, I was just going to class, going home, going to class. And at a certain point, I was like, you know what? It was a turning point for me when I decided that I really want to make this fun. I want to make this going to school fun. I want to learn. It's like learning is a privilege that, taking it for granted, I think it's something that we do a lot.
Yeah.
So I was like, it's either I enjoy it or I'm like, I can actually be out of here, you know? So when I decided to actually enjoy the journey and that knowing that it's actually going to end one day, which, you know, it did, it like everything turned. I think that turning point made me more active. I liked uni more. Going to class became fun. I would, you know, I think, you know,
but what did you do to make it fun? Like
I think I know it's a little like silly, but I would like dress up for class.
Oh no, girl, that's not silly at all. That's so valid.
I know, but it makes it so much better. Because like you go there, you know, like for like hours, some 2 hours, you bring like your coffee with you, a little snack, and like you have your full like, you know, ecosystem of like Apple
that
or something.
Changes,
you know,
a lot the experience.
It really does change a lot. And I think if you can do that, you know, why not? It's just going there miserable, just waking up like half an hour before it, going there and you're not even learning, you're not engaging, you're not asking questions. All these things really matters.
Right.
And I think also creating this like just kind of involving yourself with the professor, as in talking to them, asking questions, kind of asking for guidance in terms of even your career. It really can turn a lot of things, because you know, I still get a lot of help till this day. Whenever I want a referral or something, I ask my professors. So also like putting in the time and effort to even like have the energy to be engaged in that sense, it makes life way better. It makes like uni way better. I think beside that, just working at uni. Working at uni for me, it changed me a lot, because at Concordia, if you become a worker, you go through these onboarding days of like workshops of like, you know, public speaking, team building, emotional intelligence, all these things that changes you as a human being before changing you, like, or like becoming better at the job itself. So I appreciate that so much, and they have the best managers over there, like very like creative. They're very open and like understanding, and like so working. So I guess working on campus, you know, just making like that class like a whole vibe, you know, going there,
romanticizing. That's the word I think we were searching for. Buying your sweet treat, buying a quick snack.
Exactly.
It really helps.
And having a group also where you meet with them, you go to you know, study with them. I think this is also good, but at the same time, it could backfire on you. Which I think we all went through it, where, you know, you're not studying, you're just yapping and talking. And so also having a group could be fun, but at the same time, you need to be very...
to have that balance.
It. So I would say these are the memories that I remember right now. But I did have really like bad like experiences that I do think of them, because they taught me a lot. So also the bad experiences that you would have, and just like not meeting a deadline, or like procrastinating, or like you learn from these things, you know, you learn first of all where are your limits in terms of like, you know, sometimes you would be up or like overnights for, you do it overnight for like a whole two exams back to back.
That happens.
That teaches you, or like, you know, you never come back the same, I think.
Right
So these are the memories that I would say. I don't have like a one memory that was like very like big, but I like these small wins and small like losses that I learned from. I think that's what makes the
I think it's the small moments that you have, that you've been through, that maybe you went through a lot, like multiple times, like a small moment, like with a teacher, or like you buy a treat or something like that. Like you would do that multiple times, so that like also like you remember it, and then you would like it affects you in terms of like the experiences that you have.
What about you?
Endured. Me, I similar, actually very similar answer, but like I would say, yeah, the moment I like kind of treated myself. and like really like I feel like I enjoyed like the semesters where like I was like at campus, and I was like eating like lunch and dinner here. We're in a great location, so it's really easy, but like treating myself, going to like a restaurant at the end of the day after class, or like going, like we used to go to like a jazz bar and things like that.
Yeah.
So yeah, treating yourself during like those semesters really like were moments that I really enjoyed. Otherwise, in Concordia, I would say the teachers. I've had like two really good teachers that really supported me a lot, mm-hmm. and I've had like three classes with them, I think. So yeah, they were very nice. Very, if I had any help or if I wanted like any guidance or like any if I had any questions, like they were always there. So it's like it's good to have like that support from teachers during your years at Concordia.
Your years, yeah.
So I think in general, like any other moments.
Meeting us, I guess.
Yes, meeting you. I the forgot. Group, yeah. Meeting you. Yeah, I met you like last year, which is crazy because I feel like I met you like so long ago. I don't know why. But definitely the meeting group, you. Yeah, the group. This, yeah. Oh yeah, starting this. Intervisuals also. Like I've went through a lot with like Judy and May, and like I've like, you know, like you go through a lot with the people that you met at Concordia.
That's
also
the thing, yeah.
That changes you a lot as a person.
Me a lot, yeah,
definitely.
Yeah.
Like the lessons you
from
learn.
Friendships and like colleagues and stuff.
Yeah. From especially like friendships, I would say. Like the friendships, you learn a lot about yourself and about others too, because like you meet so many people here at Concordia that, as you said, you might not meet in your like day to day like work life, you know,
exactly,
in your routine life. So it's like, yeah, this experience had definitely made us like change in terms of like ourselves and how we deal with people and things like that, and how we cope with our like health and things. So yeah, I have a few more questions. We're almost time. I would say maybe like I have maybe one more, maybe two more questions. My like second to last question would be like a quick question. Describe in three words your journey at Concordia. You can take your time.
Yeah, that's a good question. You go first. So
me?
I'm
oh my gosh,
now
I have to like think about it. No, I didn't. I was writing this in the metro. I was like,
okay,
was like,
let's take our time.
Let me see. I'll go first. I would say three words. I have this word coming up, like memorable.
Oh.
I have memorable. I have stressful, because I've had some weeks where like I felt like I was never gonna like finish this program at all. Stressful, memorable, and I was gonna say fulfilling, but it wasn't that fulfilling. I feel like there was some stuff that we're missing.
Growth.
Memorable, yeah. Stressful, growth. Yeah.
I'm gonna steal one from you, okay. Which is growth.
Thief.
I think growth is a big word. I think that it was very true.
Yeah.
Throughout the experience, and I think for me it would be more of a self-developer, or like I think that sounds very technical, but like more like personality developer.
Yeah, yeah.
Life changing.
Yeah.
At least for me, I do. I'm like exaggerating, but it really was for me.
I agree.
And maybe when it comes to people, or like the people that I met, I don't know, a word to describe it would be. Good opportunity to meet people. I don't know.
That's literally
a sentence, but memorable.
Memorable. I use that.
I know. Sorry. Still included.
Okay. Fine. I validate that.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
No. Yeah. Definitely. I agree. Especially like the full of opportunities. Definitely, Concordia gives you a lot of opportunities.
Yeah.
Definitely. I definitely agree on that one. Yeah, those are good ones. And maybe we have maybe one more question. Yeah, if you would, this is a good question. I'm like creating this in my mind right now.
Okay,
if you wanted to speak to yourself when you started at university, what would you say?
Wow, that's a good
what
one.
What would you tell her? Or what would you write? Or, yeah.
Like, I don't want, like, first year.
Yeah, first year, first semester.
I would say, you know, it will pass.
Yeah.
That's I can tell, like, the one sentence, it will pass. So yeah. Enjoy it, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's a good one.
Yeah. Yeah. What about you?
For me, I would say, I was feeling a little like in the first semester I was feeling like I had to really like do everything and do like just like kind of like be the best I can, but I think I put too much stress on myself at the on that time.
You stressed yourself again.
Yeah, and it wasn't worth it because like it was like just the first semester and like they didn't really learn well. Yeah. You learned anything, but like
yeah,
you learn a lot like when you start like when you start really like, you know, being more in deep in the program. Like
in your
first
major,
semester,
yeah,
is a bit like very general.
Very general, yeah.
So I would say like, yeah, don't stress it out. It's not as a big deal that you would maybe think it was. Like I felt like it was really a big deal. Like, and I felt like I really want, oh yeah, I really wanted to finish very fast. So like
actually yeah
that
I
was me
that, too, yeah.
That was me in the first year. Was like I was taking 5 classes like each
summer
semester
classes,
and
yeah.
I took summer classes like that first year, like 5 classes, then like I think I took like 2 or 3 classes in summer. So I was like so fast. So yeah, it's like take it slow.
Yeah,
I think I think that's the main,
because I think I had that realization midway when I was like planning it to finish it even like 2.5 years for 4 years to finish it 2 years and a half, and I was like, I'm gonna do this, do that.
Yeah.
And then I was like, you know what? Why am I doing this? Who's running after me? Like,
yeah.
You know, there's literally no like race here.
Right.
So I would say just take it one by one. Don't overwhelm yourself.
Yeah.
I would say also that too. That's a big one too.
Yeah. Don't overwhelm. Yeah.
Yeah. And also, I think having a lot of expectations for uni too. I think that's also a bad thing, because in my head I'm like, after that I will be this. I'll do this.
Yeah.
I'll be, like.
Yeah.
And honestly, now that I'm done, most of the things that I thought I will have once I graduate, I did not.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I think also in like not having expectations, just living it.
I think
really
enjoying it. Living it more.
What what's all about.
Yeah, definitely living it more.
You gonna put my song?
Yeah, I will.
Well, I'm just gonna have to like basically say that this song is like a celebration song that I really used to like listen to get to this moment. It's a celebration for graduation, and hope you enjoy it.
It's called Ya Hala Bil
Hilm
Bil
Hilm
by Hamoud
Khadar.
Al Khadar. Okay, I love it. I heard it and I love the song. So it's a very special song to Rowan.
Yes.
So enjoy, guys.
Enjoy.
And I will end the show now, and then I will put some ads and end the show. So I will not come back. So I will say bye bye. And you were listening to The Voice of the Voiceless on CJLO 690 AM. Thank you, Rowan, so much
for coming. Thank you for having me.
It was so much fun.
Thank you guys for listening.
Yes. Thank
right,
you for
bye.
Anyone who's listening. Bye. See you.
يا هلا بالحلم وينك من زمان يا حلاتك وانت متحقق بدي كان ما بيني وبينك امتحان هانت ظروف وعدى كل شيء عدى كل شيء يا هلا بالحلم وينك من زمان يا حلاتك وانت متحقق بدي كان ما بيني وبينك امتحان هانت ظروف وعدى كل شيء عدى كل شيء من نويتك وانت في بالي هدف والسعي لك عمره ما يوم وقف في حياتي ما تعودت صدف ما يخيب اصرار نابع من شغف وانت في بالي هدف والسعي لك عمر ما يوم وقف في حياتي ما تعودت الصدف ما يخيب اصرار نابع من شغف معدني بظروفي الصعبة يبان جوهري في داخلي له نبض حي قصتي بفعالي يكتبها الزمان كان يا ما كان بصرارة قوي معدني
يساعدني بظروفي الصعبة يبان جوهري في داخلي له نبض حي قصتي بفعالي يكتبها الزمان كان يا ما كان بصرارة قوي بصرارة قوي من نويتك وانت في بالي هدف والسعي لك عمره ما يوم وقف في حياتي ما تعودت الصدف ما يخيب اصرار نابع من شغف مهما تكوني بنزرع ايام جمل ونحصد سنين بنرسم البسمة وطن كل وقت وكل حين خريجنا اكبر مثل خطط وحاول وصل وبكل فخر بينذكر ب 2020 20 مهما تكوني نحصد سنين خريجنا يا فرحته انجازي نور سيرته وبالاخص دفعته 2020
Suoni Pearl Popolo and Dreamscapes on CJLO present 10 Years of Metonymy Press, a cabaret, live at Casa del Popolo on Sunday, June 22nd at 8 p.m. For 10 years, Metonymy Press has been publishing queer, trans, and feminist literature by emerging writers, trying to reduce barriers for authors who interrogate the status quo to produce stunning, multi-genre books that reframe power and affirm life. This decade of Metonymy Press will be celebrated in the company of H. Felix Chow Bradley, Shanice Nicole, Kamala Mackerel, Trish Sala, Eli Tarek L. Bechelani Lynch, Kai Cheng Tom, and Jia King Wilson Yang. Don't miss out. Tickets and more information can be found on SwoniPearlPopolo.org and keep listening to CGLO for more features on everything Swoney related.
Do you want to have a discussion about movies?
You talking to me?
And have the iconic sounds of cinema? Well, tune in to At the Movies with Iconic Sounds every Tuesday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. only on CJLO 1690 a.m. with your host, Remy.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained?